with the Daily Dose for November 5th from Ezekiel 12 to 14. God is fed up with the blathering of fools that portrayed his word as unreliable, unbelievable, or irrelevant. The vast majority of the priests and prophets and all the soothsayers denied that the terrible calamities befalling Judah and Israel were from the hand of God for the people's sins. The only ones to point out the painful truth were a handful of faithful prophets like Ezekiel, Jeremiah, or Micaiah. What was their message? Israel, you are reaping what you have sown. God will no longer tolerate the mocking words hurled at him, as in 12:28. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. None of my words will be delayed any longer. Whatever I say will be fulfilled, declares the Sovereign Lord. God has never been slow about his promises, see 2 Peter 3:9. But the careless usually say with the Israelites, the days go by and every vision comes to nothing. Really? The irony here is thick. Ezekiel is speaking to people who, not long before, had been carted off to exile by the Babylonians. He was, in essence, saying to his fellow exiles, look at what happened to us. We were warned and warned and warned before these things ever came upon us. What makes those back home in Judah think that they will escape everything that has hit us and more? It's madness. Not one of God's promises for this age, the age of mercy, Romans 12:1, Hebrews 4:7, good or terrifying, has ever gone unfulfilled. There are some yet to come that apply to the time of the end of history. If the past and present are indicators of the future, the Lord's promises for the world ahead of us are altogether to be trusted, and for those we yearn. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.